Joined by Michael Murphy. Michael, for the fifth time, you've lifted the Angle Celt. How does it feel?
It feels like it's the first time. It feels every single that is good time. Magic, like, you know, it still is the thing. The whole thing just hasn't changed one bit from the first time you lifted to the last time you experienced it. I think the defeats in between times and getting beat a couple of times that we did made us appreciate it even more. There's been a hell of a lot of time we haven't been anywhere near an Ulster final, let alone win one. And then to lose a few in between times too made us appreciate how massive it is for everyone. As I say, we'll savour it tonight and we'll get ready again to go again for towards the Super 8.
Huge talk about Donegal coming into this game. It really had to back up the performance against Tyrone. And look, Michael, the first half performance once again was absolutely fantastic from a Donegal point of view.
I came here, we knew it was going to be a huge game. As I say, Cavan were there completely and utterly on merit. They're Division 1 side. Playing Division 1 football, league football, is a huge thing. You see it in every team that play it. They also tipped over Monaghan in the first round. They had two huge titanic tussles against Armagh, who we've played with in the league. And as I say, they're always going to be brilliant. And they're up, as I say, they showed it there today. They were very, very dangerous, and no doubt that they'll come back again. But credit to our lads who really stuck in there. As I say, having to back up the performances that we've had so far this year has been brilliant. But say the boys just have huge belief there now. They've huge bit of confidence, and they keep going out and they keep working hard throughout training and throughout everything, and we just keep pushing things on. And no doubt that was the same there today. Second half performance, we conceded a bit too much, more than we would have expected or would have liked, but that's football, and you're expecting Cavan to have a purple patch here and there.
Looking at the number of players that scored in the first half, Michael, you're up nearly against 9 or 10 players that got on the score sheet so far. How important is that?
Camir is absolutely vital. I think the modern day game and the modern day football, the way it's played, you know, it has changed, and I suppose you do need, you know, you need scorers coming from all over the pitch. And then on the flip side, on the reverse side, you need defenders coming from all over the pitch when you don't have the ball. And I think that's vitally important. That's something the whole group has bought into. We've bought into trying to, every, when we have the ball, everybody attacks and be a danger. And when we don't have the ball, everybody works their hearts off and tries to get it back again. And as I say, every one of the group, whether anybody that's coming on off the bench there, anybody that started, done that throughout the game, albeit towards the end when Cavan got their scores, the foot was dropped off the pedal, but thankfully God, we stood on there and stood up for it.
There's one man, well, might have to go back to the drawing board a wee bit. Paddy McGrath had a goal chance in the first half, Michael. We're not just going to slate him here, but he needed a bit more work at training.
Paddy's been doing it for us. As I say, he came forward on numerous occasions there to set up scores and lay ones off. As I say, he got bit the ball there towards that one that just went outside the post, but as I say, that's what you want from him. And on the flip side then, you need the whole lot of us up front. Then we don't have the ball to work as defenders, but now credit where credit is due to Paddy. Again, he done a great man marking job, and at the same time, we had the ball, he was a danger going forward, and he's a huge, huge integral part of our thing, and we're just delighted to have him.
Look, there's going to be big talk about Donegal now after that performance against Tyrone and the performance here today. Suppose, where are we, do you think, Michael?
Just after winning an Ulster final, we know from last year, we've been in the Super 8s, how difficult it is and how much you have to be on the ball and you have to find form straight away very quickly. We failed in our mission last year to get through the Super 8s and get to an All-Ireland semi-final. So we need to take learnings, find out where we are and get stuck back into the Super 8s, whoever that puts us against, and take every game on its merit and throw ourselves into it again, because that's the way you have to do it. And as I say, last year we failed on that stage to get to an All-Ireland semi-final, and as I say, that's going to be the goal this year for us now in the coming weeks.
When you were made captain back in 2011, did you think you'd lifted five times?
Listen, it was difficult to believe. There was nothing there to say that we would have actually had won one. But once we won one, and once seeing the group of players and the boys getting that burden lifted off their shoulder, that was huge. And to say this new crop of lads that come in, they're used to success at minor and 21 level, and they bring a freshness and a newfound impetus in. And to say it rubs off on all those older boys too, kind of the pace and the legs one.
Leo McLoone, you're. Your second back-to-back Anglo Celt, what does it mean to you?
It means everything, you know. You work so hard for it over the last couple of months, like, and just to see it all come together here today, and to win the cup at the end of this year, you know, it means everything, and it's everything we worked for, really, like, and I suppose it's just class to get the winning feeling at the end of the game.
Look, Leo, you've been in the squad a number of years now, since 2011, one of the older guys, dare I say it. But look, come here, you've probably been looking at newspapers over the last number of years, Donegal have been written off. There's a new team that has come this last 2 years, and suppose again got into this year's championship. They weren't really spoken about, but in the last two games, specifically against Tyrone and again today, it was an absolute performance and a half.
Ah, yeah, definitely. Like, I suppose after the 2012 panel kind of, you know, moved out, there's a lot of young players there coming in, unbelievable players, like brilliant skill level, like start naming them, Michael Langan, Jason McGee, Kieran, like there's endless amount of them, you know, and they've really just put the effort in over the last few months, and it's just, I suppose, we knew ourselves the position we were in and how hard we were training, like, and you know, we were just, I suppose we expressed it on the field now the last three games, and I suppose we got the rewards today, but I suppose it's not, we'll enjoy today and all, but I suppose you have to move on then and hopefully make a mark elsewhere.
And the Super 8s, and suppose that's where it goes now, suppose, in Donegal. Look, we love our football in this county. We demand a little bit of success. We've got a lot of success this last couple of years. You're not going to tell me, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How far do you think we can go?
Ah, look, I suppose it's hard to tell, as you know yourself, but I suppose if we keep putting in, it's all about the performances and keeping your head right and going into every game the same way, you know, and I suppose if you can keep the focus and keep training hard, keep your game plan right, keeping all everything together, like, I suppose you're going to give most teams a run for their money, like, you know, and you'd be hoping that you could win a few games, build a bit of momentum, like, and you don't know from there.
Gavin's challenge today, look, Donegal got out of the blocks very, very quickly, got a point from Owen Bann and then from Paddy McVerity, and then suppose they got a number, a couple of points. I think it was five or six Gavin just brought back to, but you know, there was never really any danger today.
I suppose we were always that few points ahead, like, you know, it was been winning at half time, what, six up or five or six up, like, and I suppose there was periods in the game where we, you know, we slackened off a bit and maybe we didn't stick to our game plan, and so it's just something to look at next week or during the week, like, and why that happened or whatever. But no, really and truly, I suppose we were that 3-4 ahead most of the time, and it was just suppose we were in control, and thankfully we got over the line.